My teaching is not my own, listening to the Holy Spirit. The Jews were amazed and asked, How did this man get such learning without having studied? Jesus answered, My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. John chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. Here, Jesus explains that God is the author and source of everything he teaches. I confess this truth as I write these words. I praise God that the Holy Spirit has helped me to create a habit of spending time in prayer before I start. I plead the blood of Jesus over my hands. I stand on the truth of God's word that says, God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. I invite the Holy Spirit to teach me to think through my mind, type through my fingers, and tell me what to write. I pray that I will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the Master, prepared for every good work. I set my mind on the words that God spoke to Joshua about the benefits of meditating on and obeying his word. I recall the deep wisdom of Proverbs that assures me that a faithful man will abound with blessings. I never know what we, Holy Spirit, and I are going to write, what verse will come alive, or what revelation I will be given. The Holy Spirit leads me to the book, chapter, and verse. Suddenly, he reveals the title. The title dictates the story that is waiting to be told. I am always surprised and fascinated at the end as I read what we have written. In the hours we spend writing, I am richly blessed by his teachings. My mind is renewed, my body is strengthened, my spirit is restored, and my heart is made pure. Yes, I am encouraged by the messages in this book, and my prayer is that you will be also. Like Jesus, my writing and teaching is not my own. It comes from Jesus, the one who sent me. Child of God, I pray that you will get understanding and be encouraged. Lord, thank you for giving me an opportunity to be used as your vessel. Jesus, may the work of my hands be pleasing in your sight and accomplish your design, will, and purpose. May these words edify, teach, and encourage every mind, heart, and spirit they touch. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.